New Orleans can thank a generation of Vietnamese immigrants for making staples of their traditional cooking into common cravings in this town. The pho, spring rolls, bún, and banh mi. Today, something different is taking shape right before our eyes. The kids of those immigrants, the American-born second generation, are opening their own restaurants and creating a Viet-New Orleans hybrid. Let's start with the po' boy shop. In Metairie, next to the gas station run by his parents, Peter Nguyen has developed banh mi boys. He serves straight-up New Orleans po' boys, Vietnamese banh mi, and sandwiches that borrow elements from both. Consider the bo co banh mi, a roast beef that resembles the juicy debris standard of New Orleans po' boy shops, but adds star anise, ginger, soy, all seeping into the crusty bread and crackling with fresh herbs and fiery peppers. Now let's get some crawfish. At TD Seafood and Pho House in Harvey, you find a Vietnamese noodle shop merged with a boiled seafood joint. With crawfish, shrimp, and blue crabs, all with the usual corn, potatoes, and sausage, gleaming with that garlic butter sauce for a style widely known now as Viet Cajun. Or simply go to Eat Well Food Store at the busy corner of Broad and Canal Streets in Mid-City. Between quarts of beer and lottery tickets, Eat Well serves a yakiman that tastes like it's from Southeast Asia, shrimp and oyster po' boys that follow the corner store standard, and plus-sized banh mi, perhaps filled with soft-shell crabs in a distinctive garlicky batter. Meanwhile, back at Banh Mi Boys, the latest creation is a version of bread pudding made with yesterday's banh mi bread and, for Mardi Gras, covered in purple, green, and gold sugar. You can call it fusion food or a mashup, but to me, it tastes right at home in modern New Orleans. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.